At a hurriedly convened council of war, the Greeks weighed the unappetizing options that now lay before them. To abandon their positions by daylight would clearly be tantamount to suicide. The Persian cavalry would cut them to ribbons. Yet to postpone a withdrawal would be just as disastrous. Thirsty already, the Greeks were also starting to go hungry, as the barbarians, raiding the Kithaeron passes, continued their policy of plundering the allied food convoys. The obvious solution, despite all the monstrous risk of confusion that it would entail, was a retreat by night. Pausanias therefore instructed the various allied contingents that, come darkness, they were to withdraw 2 miles to a new line directly east of Plataea. Here, everyone agreed, their position would be infinitely stronger. The foothills would offer them excellent protection against cavalry. They would be well placed to secure the passes over Kithaeron. They would have plentiful supplies of water. Indeed, there was only one real drawback. The Greeks had to reach their new line first. And that was no simple matter. In the centre, where the soldiers of a whole host of different cities, stumbling through the night, were obliged to pick their way over thoroughly unfamiliar terrain, the retreat soon veered badly off course. Thirsty, hungry, and nervous as they were, it was hardly surprising, perhaps, that they should have missed the appointed rendezvous and ended up instead over a mile to the west, almost directly before the ruins of Plataea, where they scattered and pitched their tents at random. Meanwhile, on the wings, the confusion was worse still. As the sky began to lighten, neither the Athenians, nor, at the opposite end of the battle line, the Lacedaemonians and Tegeans, had even begun their retreat. The 3 contingents, mandated to serve as rearguards, seemed to have found themselves, due to the general chaos and the delay of their allies' withdrawal, stranded at their outposts throughout the night. And now birds were starting to sing along the river, and the enemy camped out on the opposite bank to stir. The Athenians panicked. A horseman was sent galloping over the fields to the Spartan camp to demand what was going on. Arriving there, he found Pausanias and his staff officers engaged in a furious discussion. What precisely was being debated would later be a matter of much controversy. Some would claim that Pausanias was facing direct insubordination. A Spartan officer by the name of Amompharetus was said to have insisted that retreat was no better than cowardice, and refused to obey his general's orders. A second tradition, however, commemorated the same officer as one of the 3 Spartans who fought with most distinction at Plataea, hardly an award that suggests a record of mutiny. Far from disobeying Pausanias's orders, then, it appears likeliest that Amompharetus had been demanding for his men the honour of a uniquely perilous mission, for with the sun about to rise, and the withdrawal of the Lacedaemonians and Tegeans still to begin, a division was desperately needed to hold the ridge until as late as possible. So it was that Amompharetus and his men, even as Pausanias gave the order for their Spartan comrades and the Athenians to start their retreat, remained where they were, grimly resolved to hold their position for as long as they could. And already, fanning out from the far bank, horsemen could be seen splashing across the river and cantering towards their camp.